When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Zach, you can answer a question?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I want your answer.
All right, I'm going to give you my answer.
You have 1 hour with Betty White. You have to go to a specific restaurant, and you have to have a specific conversation with her. Where are you going? What are you talking about in that hour?
We are going to go to Fleming's, downtown Nashville.
What is Fleming's?
It's a 5-star restaurant.
Oh, so you're taking her on a date?
No.
What style?
It's just good food.
A food?
Oh, it's like American cuisine.
Is it like a steakhouse? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
And we are going to talk about the ins and outs of her industry.
That's close.
And do you kiss on the first date? Or?
Nope. She's okay. Dead.
So you're,
but before that,
this
like
is
90.
Hypothetical.
Right.
Yeah. No, okay. We've actually arranged for... Betty White didn't die. We've actually arranged for you to go out with her.
Unfortunately, she did pass away.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
I remember... Weren't we all together when she passed away?
We
yeah, because that was New Year's Day. Wasn't it?
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we were at that Chinese place. And you were about to eat, and it came, it like,
oh, yeah.
It like boom,
oh,
breaking
yeah,
news.
That's true.
Betty White's just died.
Right. Yeah. I think Zach thought I was messing with him at first, too.
Yep.
He's like, Schmiv. I'm like, seriously, look at the. Oh.
Wow.
She was a real one.
She was a real one.
Yeah.
What else is real? Your Presley thoughts? Nope.
Well.
Let me get it off.
I feel like I'm going to hear that the entire beach trip.
Played them a song.
Who's riding with him?
Oh, yeah, you guys are going on a beach trip. Have you talked about that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so, a little bit.
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow, we're going to the beach.
Anyway. Well, by the time this comes out,
we'll
be at the beach.
I know. I have to stay.
Evan will be doing this podcast solo.
I thought you guys were doing a podcast.
Oh, we didn't.
By himself.
I hate to break it to you. It's too much to bring the equipment. So
no, it's not.
It's all you.
Zach.
Good luck. Zach, he's kidding.
Oh. Yeah, you got to do a podcast. Yeah.
It's going to be a live stream, so don't say anything edgy.
Yeah, so this is this how the beach trip is going to go the whole time? You three, like,
we're
going to
hate
each
other.
Say, yeah,
the
there's
end of it.
And
Schmier.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Gosh. We're going to break up. We may never do an episode again.
Schmier already has something planned for Zach.
Oh, yeah,
Schmier
is going to be on the
yes,
beach podcast,
will.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm excited for that. If I had to miss, at least Schmier stick my place.
I think he's still homeless, too, so that'll be interesting to see his perspective on things.
I have not seen him in 2 years.
Yep.
It's been a while since he's been brought up on this podcast.
Yeah.
Good old Schmier. You'll learn about him.
Speaking of Schmier, do you ever think that maybe animals are just allergic to us?
Is Schmier allergic to us?
No, but he's an animal.
Yeah, he is.
All right. No.
No, seriously. Like, you know those people who have the pets that are always in and out of intensive care?
Actually,
what if they're just allergic to their owner?
Actually, hold on. That's you have people are allergic to cats.
Yeah.
I guess animals, some animals could be allergic to us.
I was gonna suppose.
Can I raise you one?
Yeah, raise me.
Oh.
Do you think there might be people that are allergic to dinosaurs, but we just don't know it?
Yeah.
I mean, hypothetically, it could be. But.
Here. Oh, that's all I got.
That's not bad.
Let me raise you one. So,
raise
what
me.
If...
Let's not let Evan talk
no,
at all.
No, that goes...
Sorry. I didn't realize. So, have you ever thought about the fact that there is not a single recorded dinosaur noise ever anywhere, period?
This or not?
No.
You hear it all the time.
Yeah. It's synthetic. Fake.
Yeah, I mean...
Poopy. It's poopy.
Yeah.
Yeah. They could sound like T-Rex could sound like a kitten, you know? You don't know.
I mean, I just kind of thought that was a given.
It opens its mouth.
Yeah, what's the what's the funniest way they would sound?
Rawr.
Oh, yeah, like a
imagine that actually was realistic.
Rawr.
What if
oh my gosh.
Presley really likes that one.
I love that.
That sounded like a dinosaur right there, actually. Yeah.
Why, because he sounds like he's dying or going extinct?
Now, what if, like, actually, you know, when like, a T-Rex really opens his mouth and roars, it just sounded... It sounds like Patrick Starr whenever he screams.
Your eyes are red.
I'm high. You just smoked and ate the marijuana.
No, I'm just kidding.
Nope. Didn't do that.
I think this is you're stressing me out, Presley.
Probably.
That's or okay. Maybe you're allergic to Presley.
Oh, yeah.
Can I do you one better?
Yeah, do me.
What if you ever thought about if certain dinosaurs were actually just vegetarians?
Some of them were vegetarians.
Carnivores and herbivores.
Idiot.
Yeah.
You make me sick.
For instance, a brontosaurus is an herbivore, or a T-Rex, a carnivore.
What about a pterodactyl?
A pterodactyl is a carnivore.
Y'all are pissing me off.
It's late.
It's 7:50.
Oh, it's late.
Zach's been up for 5 hours. Y'all.
It's morning for me.
Because it's late and your mama don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nah, this is normally like when I'm at like starting my shift at work. So.
It's when I'm winding down.
Yeah.
I'm usually in bed by now.
Sounds about right.
Well, it's Sunday when this is coming out. I hope y'all have had a good week. I hope you will have a good week. Sundays are my depressed day, as we've kind of talked about. So, never a good day for me, but always hoping the best that Monday would be even better.
Hey, football's coming up.
Yeah, it is.
There you go.
And that gives me hope that I'll survive.
But then it'll all be over and Dolphins will give you another heart attack yet again.
That is an absolute given.
Yep. I get more excited to watch Shmev watch football than to actually watch football.
Have we explained, or not explained, have we told the story about the, remember the Florida game at Buffalo Wild Wings? Have we told the story about that on here?
Yeah, we have.
I think we have. It's been a while that we could tell it again.
Yeah. I know that was in a vlog, I think. Yeah. So we might not have explained it.
I remember because it panned over to your face and
oh, dude, I was shaking.
He was blacked out. He couldn't remember.
That game was like, we were up by like 17 or 20.
You were losing it.
With like 3 or 4 minutes left. And out of nowhere, it's a 5-point game. And they're at the 50 and they're throwing a Hail Mary to try to win it. It's like, what happened? Yeah. It's like I was watching two different games.
Yeah.
And so I was freaking out. But y'all were making me even more stressed.
So, Evan, what did you have to say?
It's not
10 minutes ago.
10 minutes ago and you interrupt Schmidt.
I just want to make sure your voice is heard.
Yeah.
We'll come back to you in 20.
We don't care as much about Chevy.
I want to hear the rest of the story.
Oh, well, it's y'all's to tell. Y'all are watching me.
Oh, my gosh.
We are really good at telling the story.
I wasn't there. I was, I think I was watching it with my dad.
We've already talked about how I like blacked out. Yeah. I don't remember a lot of it. So tell the story.
You get really into it. That basically is the story. We're sitting there at Buffalo Wild Wings watching the game because we didn't really have a place to go watch it. And we're just sitting there, and I think Shmev starts to get more and more into it the longer the game goes on. And
yeah, because it was getting really tight.
He gets less and less in touch with reality, and by the end of it, he's just sitting there like he just... You know, was at the front lines of a war and just beat everybody, man.
I was sweating. I could feel my heart pounding.
It's not the first time that happens.
No.
I saw that happen a couple more times that season.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was probably the most stressed y'all saw me, though. Purely because we had such a big lead, and then it turned into a, oh, we might lose.
And, you know,
and it happened in 3 minutes.
That seems like that happens a lot for Tennessee, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
The funny thing was, is that the whole time, the rest of us were like, dude, you're fine, it's okay. Yeah. And you were like, Tennessee always loses.
I was telling you.
Yeah. You were like, they always do
I was like, okay, they got a 17-point lead, it's all right. And then you start getting more intense, and I'm like, whatever, they got like a field goal or something, now it's 14. Like, it's fine. And then it just kept going. I'm like, this is a different team. They were winning.
Yep. I told you.
They still end up winning, though.
They won by 5. 38-33. I remember the score.
This shouldn't have been that close.
I remember the score. It's traumatized.
Oh, yeah. No, I've come to realize, not just Tennessee, every team that I like, I don't get my hopes up anymore. I don't really assume the worst, but I assume something's going to happen during the season where they're going to let me down.
Yeah.
And so that makes it a little better. Because there's been so many times where I get my hopes up, I'm like, this is the year. And then they go 4-8, and it's like, what? So now I'm just like, eh, you know. I'm going to be mad.
Last season was good, though. They did.
Last season was good. But they did let me down still.
Oh, yeah.
And they lost to an unranked team to knock them out of the playoff push.
That was crazy.
That was a night for me.
Yeah, it was. You can talk about that night. That was bad.
Remember
that?
I don't remember it.
Yeah, that was not a good night.
I do remember that. Never mind.
He pulled a stop sign out of the ground.
No.
What?
Man. Anyway, that sucked.
Yeah. When's the last time y'all have been disappointed?
earlier today.
Yeah, I could have made that dark. Never mind.
Well, my dog died.
All right.
You brought that up on a recent one.
All right.
Fun with that.
Huh?
No.
Brought that up on a recent
You've
one.
Already played that card. Nice.
Oh, I can't do it again?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Like an Uno
You
card?
Only get to use it for a month. Yeah. Well...
What? The card?
Did that duck just fart?
Did y'all play Uno much growing up?
Oh, I loved Uno.
What rule? All right.
It's all right.
Everyone has their own rules of
they
Uno.
They do. 100%.
You don't think so?
Nah.
Layton?
How many ways is there to play this game?
I have played like 8 tons. Different ways of Uno.
Mm. Everybody has a different rule set.
Everyone has house rules.
Hmm. And the official card company, they're wrong. Because the rules that they set out, they have like these. They have the rules to where like, oh well, you can't stack this, you can't do this or that. They have the most boring version of Uno possible as like the official rule set. So nobody plays by that rule set. That's why everybody has their own rules. Because like, this sucks. We're gonna make the game fun, and then the game's great.
Yeah, like you can't double stack a +4, or a +4. I mean.
Or even the +2s.
Or the +2s, and it's just like, no, I want to annihilate this man's entire career.
I want to ruin
career.
Friendships.
Yes.
Oh, I'll ruin a friendship playing over spoons.
Oh, spoons is another one? Yeah. Spoons, I don't know.
I'll get a fork out.
You play spoons but with knives?
Yeah.
Sharp ones.
Some of the most heated family arguments we've ever had with my, like, full... cousins and stuff has been over spoons. We'll dive over tables, dude. Like, we're not playing around.
That's awesome.
We've had to start using plastic spoons because we used metal spoons one time and there was injuries. Because
one broke.
I think what happened is...
I've broken a metal spoon.
They went to grab it and they hit the spoon and it flicked and it like, bam, like hit someone in the... Yeah, didn't feel too good, apparently.
No.
I guess when metal hits you in the face at a high rate of speed,
it
hurts.
Might hurt.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Y'all have an official set of, like, spoons that are made out of plastic just for that game, right?
Oh, yeah. My mom got them.
Multicolored?
I have before, but not anymore.
Wow. Oh, you used to have them, too?
Yeah, I used to. I know the set you're talking about. Yeah, the multicolored set. Mm. Yeah, for spoons, yeah. It's been a long time since I've really played spoons.
I think we should start playing sports.
Ducks.
Like, there's a little bit of injury risk, but not like forks or knives.
Oh, ducks would be fun.
Oh, my God.
Oh, grab a duck. That would be awesome.
We got plenty
of
ducks.
And actually, plus, one of the things that would make it fun, even though, I mean, spoons is already kind of like a whatever type game, just in terms of how fair it is. So having, like, the different sized ducks on different parts of the table, to me, would actually be really fun. It's like somebody can try to grab the big one, other people have to try to grab the tiny one.
Hmm.
I'm down for that. I like that.
Grab a duck, throw it at somebody's face.
There's one real duck sitting on the table.
Poor thing.
You got it from the PetSmart. You play in the parking lot.
Zach, we haven't talked about this yet. You recently got a job at as a chef.
Oh, are you making Euros?
Talk a little bit about that.
I don't have a job as a chef. What?
Yeah, just tell us about it.
Yeah, I make food for myself for dinner.
That's a different job, but
what are you talking about? I don't
just trying to see how you'd react, and that's exactly how I thought you were going to react.
I was like, nobody filled me in on this bit.
Yeah, me neither.
Could you see Zach working in a kitchen?
Yeah.
That would be... I would love to see that. That'd be great. Yeah.
He, like, microwaves a Pop-Tart. Like
he would be, he would be really stressed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've seen him... well, I don't know for sure that you made it. I've just seen pictures of things that you supposedly made, but meal prep stuff.
supposedly.
You probably just got the image off the internet, but maybe.
Well, that's stuff you meal prepped looked pretty good.
I can make good food when I really put my mind to it and I have good ingredients and stuff, but most of the time I'm just too lazy.
He makes a good cereal. Really good stuff.
Dude, when better than mine?
Yeah. Oh.
Actually, my favorite thing that I make is a... pigs in a blanket, but the blanket is soft pretzel.
Like I have had those at a Super Bowl party. That was really good.
Mm. Yeah, those are good.
Do you have any dipping sauces that you use with that, or just by itself?
I started doing. Nope, this ain't a hot dog eating contest. No. I started doing Chick-fil-A sauce, and it's fantastic.
Oh, okay. Shut up,
dude! It's be really quiet. Good.
I love Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, it's the best. But yeah, and I also make this What is it called?
Food.
Nice.
Zach's dish.
No, it's a Korean dish.
Korean barbecue?
Sushi. No, it's ramen? Like the bowl. The bowl. The
rice. Bowl chicken.
Bulgogi bowl.
What? Would have never said that word.
That's not
what is that? Bulgogi.
It's just, it's basically like a stir fry bowl, but with Korean seasonings and spices. And you use sesame oil for, like, the beef when you cook it, and it makes it really rich.
That's okay.
It's really good.
I'd be down to try that. Yeah. You know, I've never had Korean barbecue, but I've always really wanted to.
Best Korean barbecue I ever had was from neighbors I had across the street when I was a kid. They were Korean, and they gave us some Korean barbecue they made. It was
nice.
My parents will tell you, too. It's, like, the best stuff in the world. We haven't had anything like it.
So not only have you... had Korean barbecue, but you have been to a Korean barbecue.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh,
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah. How did that go?
It was good. We didn't understand a word they were saying, but it was good.
They're Korean. They spoke Korean.
Like telling you want some barbecue, Zach's like
they spoke a little English, but it wasn't a whole lot. But they were very nice. They always smiled, and you know,
were y'all invited to this?
It'd be great. They just showed up. They're like, I guess we have to give them a barbecue.
They invited us. It was cool.
Maybe if we feed them, they'll go home.
How did you know they invited you?
Because we got a card in the mail.
Oh,
how'd you know what it said? Come over. It didn't even say a date or a time. It's just a blank card that said come over. You're like, what?
It was like a drawn picture of Korean barbecue.
But they're in their yard when you're reading it, and they're just waiting, so that's how you know. They're waiting on you to open it. That's some nice neighbors.
Yeah, they were great. And they also gave us this fruit that was really good. Oh, that's actually a really funny story. They gave us this fruit, and we didn't know what it was.
It's fruit.
But it was like this big old thing. It was delicious. We ate all of it. And then my buddy, who at the time is like, you know, 8, 9 years old, same age as me, he comes back over the next day, and I think my dad or my mom said, oh, we really enjoyed the fruit. Thank you. And he said, you ate that? And we all freaked out. We were like, yeah? Why? Were we not supposed to? And he said, no, I'm just surprised. I don't like it.
We had
Vietnam flashbacks. We're like, oh, no.
Oh, no. You think that you got, like, poisoned or, like, you had this.
Oh, no. All right.
So many jokes to be made.
Yeah, there are quite a few jokes to be made there.
If y'all had
you
to,
had a
like...
Vietnam flashback. What was the reason?
I'm surprised he didn't. I won't say it. Never mind.
That was your
so like.
All right.
If y'all had to start a hate group against a race, who would it be?
Oh my God.
Presley. And it can't be existing.
Bald people.
It can't be existing.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a race, right?
Yep.
Oh, you mean the hate group can't be existing? I thought you meant the race. What am I supposed to say?
The alien race.
If you could start a race, what would the race be?
NASCAR. You know, depending on who you pick as your partner, I mean, you know. Oh. You kind of could.
Oh.
Just saying.
I think that opens up the door to a lot of genetic defects.
I think we need to change the topic.
To what?
I don't know.
Okay. What's been going on in your life besides the Euro thing, Zach? Any other crazy stories happen?
Not really. I can't say that.
I know what you're talking about. You saw somebody at a place and not a time.
Yeah. No, there's just so many things I see at work, and a lot of it I can't talk about because it's all very, very intense.
Nude. Oh.
Yeah.
What?
I forget where you work sometimes.
What? You mean just in downtown?
He may work in downtown Nashville, but I don't think he works in that part of Nashville.
Yeah, I work at Show and Tell, just so y'all know.
Show and Tell?
That's a joke.
I don't know what that is.
Strip joint.
Oh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Oh.
Show and Tell.
You can see Zach every Thursday. Yeah.
So what are you going to show? Your new toy?
My tail.
So...
Nice.
Do you get your own pole or?
No, I'm just all right. No, all right. As far as work goes, it's been good. Nothing crazy.
He's been the most awkward.
I'm trying to think. There really hasn't been a whole lot. We got to host an event for all the F1 drive. Well, I say F1, but it's not really
IndyCar.
It's IndyCar. We got to host an event for IndyCar drivers that are doing the Music City Grand Prix.
Daniel Ricciardo.
No.
And when they all spoke, not a single one of them was American, which wasn't surprising. I just thought it was funny. Like it was like Australian, Scottish, English.
Were they Korean?
I don't know. Probably not. They didn't look like it.
Wasn't that frustrating?
That they weren't Korean?
Dang, really. It was really fun. It just there weren't any Koreans there.
No, what was great though? What was great is that the guy that was handing out hors d'oeuvres was like sneaking some to the audio booth, so we got to eat a whole bunch of fancy food.
Hors d'oeuvres or
what
Koreans?
Is that?
What is an hors d'oeuvre?
Oh, it's
you haven't heard of that before?
No. Okay, okay.
That is a common term.
Thank you. Can we take a pause here and say that y'all are just uncultured?
An appetizer.
Swine?
I know what hors d'oeuvres are.
There you go.
Me. Shmev.
Tell them what it is.
That's how you spell that?
Yeah.
Horse d'oeuvre. An hors d'oeuvre.
Isn't it French?
Yeah.
Appetizer or starter. Is a small dish served before before a meal in European cuisine.
We got it. It's
shut
an
up.
Appetizer.
So have you ever been to like a fancy event where? No. Well, I know you haven't.
I
have. Have you?
I've been to a couple funerals, but that's
it. Oh, jeez. Golly.
I mean, you get dressed up for them.
Is that your version of a fancy event?
I've been to church. I don't know what else you're looking for.
God, we need to like cross-reference like murderers or serial killers. That's
the
only fancy event.
I mean, I wasn't the cause of death, but...
But anyways, yeah, it's just a like fancy plate of food that people bring around on a tray, like a waiter or waitress or something. But anyways, I had like a mahi taco, which was one, and then I had fried cauliflower with like some...
Fried cauliflower is really good.
It was good. It had some sauce on it. It was delicious. And then I had this mac and cheese that was to die for. I would have literally killed for it again.
Wait, are you the result of the funeral?
Pause.
I didn't kill anyone. Okay. But yeah, that was good. Trying to think what else. Yeah, pretty much everything else that's interesting that happens at work is not exactly PG. It's always people getting thrown out or people doing things they aren't supposed to, and then I laugh about it later. You know.
Can you tell us a story?
I'll try to make one PG. So there was somebody in, I guess, it was like a DJing thing, and I was doing lights. And, you know, when you're doing lights at the DJ event, pretty much all my hands are being taken out. Like, I can't move away from the booth. Yeah. And so there was this guy that was dancing, and he kept, like, trying to dance with women that didn't necessarily want to dance with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So
no.
I had noticed this, and I had to put in the chat. I was like, hey, can we get an officer to such and such? You know, there's this guy, and he's trying to do this. And they had to drag him out on all fours. Four people showed up and had to drag him out.
Jeez.
It was on all fours?
Like, yeah, one... Well, I guess it was three guards. One had to, like, hold him by his feet, and the other two had each arm.
That's sad.
Wow.
Yeah. Never end up like that, man.
Yeah, and then...
That was me.
Just last night, I saw
Well,
this one was actually kind of funny. There was this guy who was very inebriated, past the point of even being able to tell what you're doing, and
intoxicated.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he was drunk.
Okay.
Drunk.
Yes.
Gosh.
He's drunk.
He was a blabbing to me. Yeah.
Like, expand your vocabulary. And everybody
freaking
freaks out.
Hors d'oeuvres.
I mean, it's been a long time, but there was a Zach word of the day at one point.
Yeah, so it's just an hors d'oeuvre officiary, you know.
Hors d'oeuvre.
I mean, anyway,
you're the crazy one for not
wait,
knowing.
Why is it fiduciary?
Were you trying to say like an aphrodisiac?
So what was it? What was
anyway.
Anyways. Wow, I can't believe that. Okay. So this guy was like trying to run at people for no apparent reason, and his buddy was having to like bear hug him and hold him back so that way he wasn't punching people.
This is definitely
this
Presley.
This is Presley, Jason.
Jason
was oh
woman.
My gosh. No.
This is Presley.
We joke about that, but he never does that.
Yeah. We've got this joke of Presley chasing women at the club.
We'll be sitting just chilling, doing nothing at dinner or something. And it's like, well, we don't want to go home, but what do we want to do? And it's like, well, you want to go to the club and chase women?
But then
know.
He actually gets up from his chair and sprints at the nearest female.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. It happened.
We also joke about, like, just the rest of us are sitting in the corner just watching him.
Yes.
Like, just eating snacks, just watching Presley as he's running around the club.
I would 100% I would 100% go to a club with Presley if it meant that I could just sit back and watch Presley. I would love that.
Oh, my gosh. That would be the greatest social experiment ever. We would have to document it. But, yeah. Anyway, so this guy was being held back. And what was even funnier is when I was driving out of the parking garage, I saw him again, same spot. But the guy was still bear hugging him and pushing him against the wall. This is his buddy trying to hold him back.
Golly.
And then he like hand fed him his vape so that way he could vape.
It's like a pacifier.
Like a pacifier, yeah.
Oh.
Skin.
Wow.
That was crazy, Layton. We're like brothers.
But yeah. That's about the most interesting thing going on at work. No more fights.
No update on me and Presley's lives.
If I tell you one day, I've told them all.
Same crap, different day. You know what I did today?
Worked. You woke up, went to work.
No, until 5.
Can I guess?
Yeah. Everything I did.
Wake up, get coffee.
Check.
Go to work.
Check.
Go home.
Check.
Have 3 hours to yourself.
Check.
Go to bed, fall asleep to TikTok.
Yep.
That's been every night.
That did an Xbox just turn on?
Yeah,
did you
what
hear
was that?
That?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, Zach,
I have the Xbox app on my phone.
Oh, that precious.
Boyd's online.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Boyd.
Oh, hi, yeah.
But so that's three of us. What about you?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't
been
doing
anything.
Same old.
About to be on repeat.
Yeah, I'm about to get a job and live y'all's life.
I know you haven't started yet, but what do you think your job will look like day in, day out? I know you haven't started.
I really don't know. Just think generic.
Mm-hmm.
Fixing things, troubleshooting things. I really don't know, but apparently it's very similar to what I've been doing at my internship.
Mm.
That's what they've told me, so yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
That's your cool internship with the club or where?
At a particular school.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, Yale.
Yes. I've just been flying back
Layton
and forth.
Layton went to Yale.
How about that?
So tell me what an aphrodisiac is.
Fiduciary.
Is that a tribe in Africa?
Nope.
What? What?
Afra.
Hey, okay. I see how you got there.
It's
Afra. You think they have a hate group?
It's a food
Presley.
That does things to you.
Oh.
Oh my gosh.
Correct.
Did the mic pick that up?
All right. Evan?
Okay. My job... Oh my gosh, after that. My job is just mainly a lot of driving. There's a lot of that going on. Like, even earlier today. I mean, I'll say the places I went because that doesn't have anything to do with where I live because it's my territory. I started in Franklin, like more northern Franklin, kind of close to Brentwood, and I went all the way down to Lawrenceburg. And I did some different stuff all the way through there. But my job is just a lot of driving. A lot of going to different places and doing different stuff.
Some would say he's a boring NASCAR driver.
True. I make a lot more than just left-hand turns, though.
Oh. Mm.
So you're a more impressive NASCAR driver.
With skill. Yeah,
just that a lot good more desk. Boring lot more boring speeds and you whatever else. So
don't discount yourself. You have to deal with Middle Tennessee traffic.
Amen, boy.
Yeah, luckily I don't have to go into Nashville too much. I might have a big territory. I do not have much of Nashville, luckily.
Thank God.
I have some. But
place to go on the hill.
Oh my gosh. What places have not, according to you, Presley, heaven. Around here?
Heaven.
Yeah.
Heaven has not.
Let's see. Who's on my list? Nashville. Ooh. They're on there. Spring Hill. You're on your way.
Spring Hill's been there.
What? Ah. Columbia.
No. Columbia. No, they're coming out of it.
They're trying to come out of it.
Franklin, you're okay.
All right.
People who don't live here. Sorry. This is confusing.
All right. So I found this online. Just wanted to share it. This is a true story, by the way. And it was actually the first place winner in the recent Criminal Lawyers Award contest.
There's a contest for that?
Apparently.
Okay. Say that again.
It's... won an award for Criminal Lawyers Award Contest.
Say that again? Say
Criminal Lawyers Award Contest.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Annual.
Anyways. So, a Charlotte, North Carolina lawyer purchased a box of very rare and expensive cigars and then insured them against fire, among other things. Within a month, having smoked his entire stockpile of these great cigars, and without yet having made even his first premium payment on the policy, the lawyer filed a claim against the insurance company, and in this claim, the lawyer stated the cigars were lost, quote, in a series of small fires. The insurance company refused to pay, citing the obvious reason that the man had consumed the cigars in the normal fashion, but yet the lawyer sued and won. In delivering the ruling, the judge agreed with the insurance company that the claim was frivolous. The judge stated, nevertheless, that the lawyer held a policy from the company in which it had warranted that the cigars were insurable and also guaranteed that it would be insured against fire, without defining what is considered to be unacceptable fire, and was obligated to pay the claim.
I hate the world.
Wait for this, though. Rather than enduring a lengthy, costly appeal process, the insurance company accepted the ruling and paid $15,000 to the lawyer for his loss of the rare cigars lost in the, quote, fires. Now, this is the best part.
Oh, there's more.
After the lawyer cashed the check, the insurance company had him arrested on 24 counts of arson. With his own insurance claim and testimony from the previous case being used against him, the lawyer was convicted of intentionally burning his insured property and sentenced him to 24 months of jail and a $24,000 fine.
That is ridiculous.
That's a real story?
That is real.
Where did this happen or when?
Charlotte, North Carolina. I don't know when. There's a video of it online where they're like discussing it.
So he got arrested for having 24 fires, technically.
24 counts of arson.
Court stuff makes me mad.
It's funny.
Yeah. It bores me.
Yeah.
That is...
Oh.
What?
You said bores.
Oh.
Court stuff bores me.
Oh. Okay. I thought you were telling that story.
Like watching clips of court. Like, if it comes up on social media, I swipe right through it.
I listened to some of it.
Just like
you're saying, you don't want to listen to hours of people talking in a very mundane voice.
Exactly.
Your Honor. Objection. Your Honor.
If my client.
Shut up.
No one talks like that.
Yeah. Lawyers do.
The defendant.
Yeah.
I'm going to start talking like that.
No, you're not.
No, I'm saying out in public. Somebody says something offensive to you, you just say
objection.
Some
third person comes by, overruled.
Withdrawn.
Oh man, but I thought y'all would enjoy that.
I did.
Thank you.
A good story. I would like to see Presley as a lawyer.
Oh. I would just make their brain hurt till they gave up.
You would. That's why I want to see it.
Owie. Now we're going to swipe
for a cut. I thought we were going.
It is time for Badly Explained Movies and Shows, our favorite game, brought to you by the Relay app. Save movie night with quick reviews with Relay. Evan, are you going first?
I can. I don't mind doing it. I know I always go first, but I'm
I don't mind you going.
Do you want me to go first to make you feel better?
You know what? Sure, let's mix it up.
Okay. Throw it off. Whatever.
Oh, I like throwing people off bridges.
I was just going to say off of bridges because I'm still thinking of that Anchorman scene.
All right, nice. Don't get mad at me.
Presley.
It's three words, isn't it?
No, it's...
From the interwebs?
16.
Oh,
that's better than what I thought it was going to be.
Here we go. Unsuspecting boy is seduced by a creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
What?
Is this one that we've done before?
Presley?
No? Oh, I thought it was going to be Star Wars again. Oh.
No, it's not.
Star Wars kind of works,
actually,
though.
Maybe we have done this one a long time ago.
Is this a TV show or a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay. So...
You want that again?
Not really, but, I mean...
Indiana Jones.
Oh,
no.
Indiana Jones.
No.
Oh, no.
At least Star Wars fits better.
I could see how it could, but no.
I'm not saying that's a perfect fit or that's right.
It's not.
Well, it's not.
Okay. You got it. Read it.
Oh, I didn't know you were waiting for me. I'm sorry.
You are Presley.
Unsuspecting boy is seduced by creepy old loner into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
What? Is this a popular movie?
Yeah.
Is it recent?
No.
Okay.
It's older.
It's not Back to the Future, is it?
Is this a horror movie?
I thought of Back to the Future.
Back to the Future?
Okay.
Back to the Future.
Wait, where does the terrorism come in?
Where is the pedophile?
Oh.
He didn't say that.
Seduced a boy? Yeah.
Unsuspecting boy is seduced by a creepy old loner.
I just heard incest.
Into a game of into a game of crime, terrorism, and incest.
I did. What's so bad about it?
Pedophilia.
Said it. Am I wrong?
Where's the terrorism coming to play? I don't remember.
They terrorize the timeline.
Oh my god. Okay.
Okay.
Fair enough. It's badly explained. Sustained.
Overruled.
Objection.
Withdrawn.
I'm sorry.
Which way are we going?
Off of the court.
Do you have one or no? Okay, then you go.
I just made it 15 seconds ago.
Oh, nice. Movie?
All right.
TV show?
Movie.
A slave and a kind Hitler man embark on a journey across the South to kill, help others, and piss off UFC owners.
What? Did you say kind Hitler?
A kind Hitler man.
So he has the mustache.
So he has the mustache.
Or an accent.
Or he's German. Or both.
Or he's actually Hitler.
Okay, so it's both. Or he's actually Hitler. Gosh, I hope not.
World War II in color?
No.
Oh, gosh. I don't know. So there's a slave. There's Hitler. So far it makes sense.
Yeah, so a slave and a kind Hitler man embarks on a journey across the South to kill, help others, and piss off UFC owners.
Is it actually a slave?
Yes.
Are they actual UFC owners?
I mean, kinda.
Okay, so like...
Is this something like the 300 or something like that?
No. What? That was a duck.
You're supposed to use your feet. That was a soccer duck.
That was a real duck.
Anyway.
Dude, I have no idea.
I don't
really remember the movie, and it makes sense up until the UFC thing, but it's not that movie.
None of it makes Django. Sense.
That is exactly what it is.
Django Unchained?
It's Django Unchained. A slave, a kind Hitler man, the guy with the mustache that's also German, embark on a journey across the South to kill, because he's a bounty hunter, help others, because he's helping other slaves, and piss off UFC owners, which the slave owners made the slaves fight very brutally. So,
wasn't Jamie Foxx in this?
Yeah, it's a really good movie.
Okay.
It's
I've
just
heard
hard
that's
to swallow.
Is that a Christopher Nolan movie?
No, it's Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino, that's right.
Sorry. Evan?
Sorry. Yeah, after that. Mine are going to be a little more straightforward than that, I hope. This one is a movie.
That was good, though.
It was good.
Good job.
Thank you. I made that.
You're good at coming up with these on the spot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Maybe you shouldn't prepare.
Don't say that. Do not say that. Because there's going to be a time where we really need it, and he's like, yeah. I'm good.
Okay.
Zach, it's a 15-point presentation. Wing it.
It's off, it's off your favorite haired people.
Yeah.
So, a thief escapes prison by running off into the desert. After teaching a complete zero how to become a hero, he becomes a millionaire thanks to his newfound appreciation of onions.
Got it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Can I get it one more time?
There was one part in here that really gave it away.
There are multiple parts in here. A thief escapes prison by running off into the desert. After teaching complete zero how to become a hero, he becomes a millionaire thanks to his newfound appreciation of onions.
Is it holes?
Yeah.
Yes. What?
Yeah, he was looking at me after I said that, and he went.
Say it again.
What did you think it was?
Say it one more time, and I will tell you why.
A thief escapes prison by running off into the desert. After teaching a complete zero how to become a hero, he becomes a millionaire thanks to his newfound appreciation of onions.
I've never seen the movie.
I was thinking because of
I love this movie.
A couple parts movie. Like zero to a hero and onion, I was thinking Shrek.
Oh. I can see okay. I can see how you
just remember when he turns into a human?
Yep.
Oh yeah, okay.
And he really likes onions.
He does, yes. But no, what I'm referring to is there's a character that's literally named Zero. And there, that Shia LaBeouf.
Zach,
do you want attention,
on
bud?
Something tonight.
Zach, why don't you explain?
Well, I don't even know what we're talking about. I have had a lot of caffeine.
Oh my God. We're on two totally different
ends right
now.
There was a character named Zero. They literally eat onions, which saves their lives, and then he becomes a millionaire at the end. It's a fantastic movie if you haven't seen it.
That's to Cleo Thomas and Shia LaBeouf.
Nobody knows who Cleo Thomas is. Anyway.
That's Zero.
I know.
I thought Shia
wasn't
LaBeouf
that Obama's
was...
vice?
No.
That was Joe Biden?
Oh.
Okay, Layton. I don't know what is
what
happening.
Is
this why we can't record nice?
Is this a dream? This is a dream.
This is epidemic.
I'm fading fast.
Oh my gosh.
A toddler kills a fox and gets a man's wife killed while jamming to some tunes.
Killed.
Got it.
Killed.
Jamin. Got it. To some tunes.
Jamin to some tunes.
Is this a wife?
This is a movie.
Oh, yeah. This came out. I couldn't have watched this in 2000.
I couldn't have watched this in 2010, could I?
No.
Yeah.
When could I have watched it?
You and I really like this movie.
Oh.
Oh.
Of a toddler. Wait, a toddler's killing people? What is he doing?
Can I get it again?
That's actually really good.
You like that?
He actually doesn't have it.
I don't like that.
No, I think you got it. A toddler kills a fox and gets a man's wife killed while jamming to some tunes.
I like the fox part.
You like the fox?
Yeah, that's good.
Is it animated?
No.
What is happening?
I'm...
When did it come out?
I'm ticklish.
Fox.
Yeah.
Toddler.
Kill.
I am so confused.
I'll give you a hint. The soundtrack of this movie was made before they actually filmed it.
We just talked about one of the actors that's in this.
Jamie Foxx?
No.
I don't know what he's
in. So Jamie Foxx is the fox, then.
Is this... Mm-hmm. This isn't Zootopia.
No.
It's Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Wait, you said that you couldn't have seen it in 2010.
Yeah, because it came out.
Oh, sorry, I got that mixed up. Sorry, my dyslexia. Now, I was thinking old movies because of that, so I was like, okay, this movie had to have come out in the mid 2000s.
No.
Okay.
Dyslexia.
It is dyslexia. Yes. Not dyslexia. Okay, that makes more sense. I was like, what movie?
That was good.
That was good.
Thanks, man.
That sucked.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay, that's my movie. Don't look.
I'm scared.
I didn't see anything.
Let me in, I'm drunk. Whose turn is it?
Mine.
Schmibs.
Ready.
No.
Set.
A monk.
I'm not looking, Layton. My gosh.
Just put your phone up if you're scared.
A monk.
A monk wants to leave his current life behind and pursue his dream of being world famous. So he gathers some friends who are also monks, and they start their journey. Along the way, they get some help from a nice guy with anger issues.
A monk.
You know what a monk is?
Monkey?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach. Ooh.
That was...
Yeah, is this an actual monk?
No.
Okay.
Does he sit?
No.
Does he meditate?
Is he bald?
No.
Is he bald?
No.
Then how is he a monk?
Woo!
Monkey?
No.
Donkey Kong.
What on earth?
I don't know.
Godzilla.
No.
Batman.
No.
Can I get it
again? The Life of Anne Frank.
You can get it again. Listen very closely.
Scooby-Doo.
A monk wants to leave his current life behind and pursue his dream of being world famous. So he gathers some friends who are also monks. They are monks.
Why is he saying this? Like,
and they start their journey.
Journey?
And they start their journey. Along the way, they get some help from a nice guy with anger issues.
Just like the Hobbit or something?
Monks.
What? What?
Monks.
I don't understand.
It's not an actual monk, so why do you keep saying it?
Say it one more time.
Monks. Monks.
Saying the word is not the definition.
Something monks.
Their journey is to become rock stars.
What does that have to do with the monk?
Almost everything to them.
There's a band?
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Is this
something monk?
They turn out to be in a band and be like world famous.
Is this Kid Rock? No.
It's not monk? A human.
Camp Rock.
It's not a human. Monks.
Monkeys!
No.
I'm going to have a brain aneurysm.
Listen, this...
We are!
What they are... There's monks in the name. They're pursuing their dream of being rock stars. They find this guy that takes them in, basically that like their father, literally. And he's a nice, but every now and then he screams one of this character's name.
There's no way. Have I seen this?
Alfred Monk.
Okay.
Beatles movie?
When did it?
What on earth? I don't know. You said rock star.
Monk.
Okay. When did this come out?
So it was a cartoon for a long time, and then they made movies, plural.
Did the monk part help?
Did it help now?
Did it help? Monk!
Yeah!
What?
Monk! Monk!
It doesn't even sound like you're saying the same word anymore.
Monk.
Yeah. Monk.
Chocolate chips.
Yes.
Monk?
There's no way I've seen this.
Okay, hold on. Confused. Stop giving hints. Guys, we are the most stupid people.
I'm so confused.
There's chocolate chips and there's monks.
Willy Wonka? I don't know what
how is monk spelled?
Alvin
and the chipmunks. Alvin and the chipmunks.
Monks!
Monks!
What is that?
Stop!
What? Why am I getting hit? I don't know. It's late.
Chipmunks. I get it.
You like that?
No, not really.
No.
Why, Evan? Is it because you didn't get it right?
I know. Yes. I forgot that they were even a thing.
Yeah. I never watched them.
I'm gonna have just the word monks. I'm gonna have that stuck in my head as I try to go to bed, and I won't be able to. I'm just gonna hear monks for
Evan,
years.
I'm sorry, but it sounds like a you problem.
Oh God!
Hey, how is this a you problem?
He's just gonna hear monks in his sleep.
Luckily, they're silent.
Actually, that will be your problem. So I guess technically
it will technically be your problem.
A you problem.
It's out of my head.
Feisty.
It's not going to keep your problem. Will not keep Zach up at night.
Yeah,
because it's your.
Yeah, that's how that works.
It will keep. All right,
so Presley, what's yours?
Mox.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Title of the episode.
Mox.
You put them all over the thumbnail.
No, it's just Mox, but it's Zach's head. Because they're bald.
Is it my turn again?
Anything.
I'm so disoriented.
Please.
Is this a dream?
Oh my gosh.
Please.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was like good.
I
should have gotten it sooner.
You don't have to like it, but it was creative.
I saw
creative.
That movie a few months ago.
All right.
Good one.
You ready?
Yep.
A colorful gaggle of teens come together to make a difference in their town when they need it the most.
Colorful.
Power
colorful.
Rangers.
Power Rangers.
Yeah. I instantly thought Power
Rangers. he starts emphasizing Rangers. That was the quickest one we've had in a while.
Nice.
I don't think I would have gotten that.
Really?
I never watched Power Rangers much. Did y'all?
Yeah. About as much as I did Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Maybe when I was five?
That's probably why I didn't get it.
I think I'm a little delirious. Oh, whose turn is it?
Zach.
Monks! Zach, do you have yours in?
Yes.
Do you need a minute? Okay. I swear if you say anything about a monk.
Say it. For some reason it makes people angry.
A monkey.
For some reason it makes people angry.
Doctor Strange went back in time to fight small angry Germans with a digit machine.
You
oh,
like
Doctor Strange.
Germans.
Huh?
Doctor Strange.
Dang.
What if it was?
No, I'm just messing with her.
Okay.
No, it's not.
So it's what's
that
his name?
Been really funny.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. So it's him.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, is it Sherlock?
Benedict
Is it Sherlock?
No.
Okay. He's in a lot of movies.
It's actually, this movie's based on a true story.
Can I get it again? I think I got it.
Okay. Benedict Cumberbatch went back in time to fight small angry Germans with a digit machine.
What's the name of it? What's the name
a
of
digit
it? What's the
machine?
Name of
what
it?
Do you
oh,
mean?
A
typewriter?
Or calculator?
No, it's the polygraph. Not the polygraph. What am I saying?
Telegraph.
Teletubby.
Hopefully not that.
Morse code.
Oh, Morse code.
Well, you're there, but
I don't really know anything. That
you know the movie.
I know. I can't think of the title.
Yeah, it's really good.
Cabbage Patch Kids.
No, it's The Imitation Game.
Never heard of it.
I have not.
I've heard of it.
It's really good. It's
really.
It's actually the story of this during World War II, the Germans, this is a true story, had a machine called Enigma, and it was their main form of communication during the entire war. And they telegraphed the entire code across like common radio airwaves, like anyone in America could have gotten it. But the reason why no one could decipher it was because they had invented what was essentially like the first computer algorithm like the world had seen. And so this guy, and I forgot the dude's real name, but he actually went and made the world's first like real like digital computer, and it was huge.
Oh yeah.
And it solved the Enigma algorithm
Sounds pretty interesting. Actually.
No, that actually, I forgot about that part of World War II, that there was the codes going on, and wasn't it like Mexico intercepted something and like they didn't decipher it, but they were able to like give us intel or something. Like, oh, here's this.
Maybe
that guy's name was probably Heinz something. A lot Doofen of the Germans.
Oh yeah, he made ketchup too.
Yeah,
but it's he was English.
Oh, never mind.
Never mind.
That does sound cool.
Evan the man.
Alrighty.
Evan.
All right. A bear is on the loose in the big city, and it makes every situation extremely intense and nerve wracking. Who would have thought a few sandwiches could have done this?
Cocaine bear.
No.
Oh, I got it. Don't say it yet, though. I got it.
Really?
Yeah.
I never said I got it.
Oh, you raised your hand.
I'm just doing a stretch, bro.
Do you have it, Presley?
No.
Is this a common cute cartoon?
No.
He's not. When is
does this guy sound like a baseball player?
No, it has nothing to do with baseball.
Is he fat and wears a crop top?
What?
Fat wears a crop top?
Nope.
Is this about an actual bear?
No.
20 questions.
Does he poo?
No, it's not Winnie the Pooh, Leighton.
Does he have a weenie? Oh, sorry.
Is this a TV show?
Yep.
The Bear.
That's the name?
Yeah.
I've never
heard of it. Oh, I haven't heard of it.
A phenomenal show. It is on Hulu right now. Two seasons.
I heard it's really good.
It is really, really good.
Sandwiches part?
The sandwiches part, okay. What's funny is that the concept of it doesn't make it sound like it's that interesting or good of a show, but when you actually watch it, it's phenomenal. It's a guy who he's a really well-trained chef, and his nickname is the Bear.
It's
a person, and his name is the Bear. Yeah. But he's like a really well-trained chef. He's like at this really fancy restaurant, or has undergone like this really high training. But then his brother in Chicago commits unaliving, then he has to take over his sandwich shop in Chicago.
I see,
and that's the premise of it.
Okay.
But it's a really good show. To me, it's much more of a drama than anything else, but it's actually listed as a comedy, which I don't see too much. There is some funny parts, but there's not a whole lot of comedy in it. But the story and the acting and everything, it is a fantastic show. It's on Hulu. You guys all need to see it.
I was thinking really Yogi Bear immediately after you said it.
Brother Bear.
Bear, and then the sandwiches. He likes picnic baskets.
Oh, yeah. I tried to, just in case you guys haven't heard of it, I tried to make it easy to where the first word of is the title.
A bear.
Is it the bear?
Yeah. Let's one.
This is only 11 words. I'm pulling a Presley.
Oh. Make it 10 or less. Ew.
A trio of cougars are on a hunt for a virgin.
Cougar Town.
No. But
Jane the Virgin.
No.
The Lion King.
Let him finish the dang description.
That was it.
Jonah's Jungle.
How's it feel, Presley? How's it feel?
Huh?
Stupid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. A trio of cougars are on a hunt for a virgin.
Virgin.
Why do you keep
looking? Is this animated?
No.
Okay, so the cougars are women.
Yes.
Okay.
Old women.
It's not that 80 for Brady movie, is it?
Mm. That would be funny.
Cougar Town.
No.
Evan already said that.
There's something so funny about
that.
Sorry.
Cougars. Oh, 80 for Brady.
Cougars. Say that and I might get it.
Cougars.
What are you saying? It like that. I don't like this at all.
Poke.
The bear.
Is this popular? Pokemon?
To some people.
Oh.
Poke?
Think a certain holiday.
Christmas.
No.
Halloween.
Thanksgiving.
Halloween. Oh, Hubie's Halloween?
Poke.
Halloween. Cougars.
Tap.
Poke. They poke stick. Cougars?
Sis. Poke.
Hocus Pocus.
Yes.
Oh. Nice. I hate that movie.
Yeah, they do.
I've tried to watch that with Sierra, and I'm like,
Does she like it?
Yeah. I'm like, this is terrible.
Really?
It's like very mid.
It's very mid.
Yeah. It's just cheesy. It's
there's a newer one that came out, and it
was it's even worse. It's terrible.
Have you seen it?
We're on brother mode today, Layton.
Yeah.
All right.
Step it up.
Here's my last one that I came up with right before we started.
Pulled a Zach.
Okay. A man with two first names teaches that participation. Let me restart.
You got it.
A man with two first names teaches that participation trophies are bullcrap, and he also doesn't know how to use an important part of the body.
What? His legs. They don't work. He's disabled. Handicapped. No. Mentally, physically, spiritually, economically, financially.
Economically? Yeah, his economic body.
Ted Lasso.
No.
No.
It's not really close, but...
It's the sports.
Mm-hmm.
Sports show? Themed.
Movie. It's a movie.
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 It's a sports movie. Wait, give the description one more time.
Yes, please.
A man with two first names teaches that participation trophies are bullcrap. And he also doesn't know how to use an important part of the body.
What's the part of the body?
Feet.
Oh, why not?
Can't kick.
Upper body. Part of the upper body.
Chest. Your head. Breast.
Neck.
Arms.
Nose.
Your mind.
Your mouth. Eyes.
Ears.
Elbows.
Nose.
Wrists.
Eyebrows.
His voice.
Hands?
Fingers.
He doesn't know how to use his hands.
He doesn't. I don't know what to do with my hands.
What's that from?
Oh.
That's from a movie. That's not from me. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
Very famous comedian, actor in it.
Adam I got Sandler? It. I got it.
Racing movie.
Oh, that what? Kind of sports. Oh. Okay.
Racing.
Will. Okay, I got it now.
Ready on Farrell. Three? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Talladega Nights.
Talladega Nights. The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. Oh.
I couldn't remember the name of it, but I've seen right, a that lot is of it.
It's a great movie.
It's a participation trophy. Is the if you ain't first, you're last. That whole thing. Have you seen that, Zach?
Shake and bake, baby!
Oh, yeah, there you go. You've seen it. Yeah. That's a pretty funny movie. It's got, what's the other guy in it? Not Will Ferrell, but the...
I can never think
to
of
me,
his
To me, he's
name.
Always just the other guy.
Dewey Hancock.
Always.
Dewey.
Yeah.
Always.
Dewey.
Decimal System.
Is this where the chick flashes him?
Yes, it is.
That's all he remembers. It's all he remembers. Is that also how you remember the movie Cars? Because there's a scene in Cars that's like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's funny. That's creative.
It's also the same movie where he's racing and his car, it ends up being on fire, but he's intoxicated. And he gets out of the car and he's completely naked running around the track.
I'm on fire. Drop and roll.
It is a hilarious movie that you should not watch with your family.
Okay. Oh. Doesn't he sign on her chest?
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of athletes do that, though.
Yeah, that's something
you
if you have
we'll
a life.
Ever get there?
I hope not.
Presley, your turn, if you got any more.
No, that was it.
Zach, are you out?
I'm done.
All right.
We're all right, tapped. We're out.
That's it. Evan, do you have another one?
Nope. I only did two this time.
Wow.
Because everybody else does two, so I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to save my ideas.
You need to step it up. That's
your knowledge of movies is impressive. Have I ever told you that?
Oh, thank you. It doesn't feel very impressive.
You know a lot of movies.
I've gotten really bad at guessing them.
Hmm. It's hard to guess them if you don't know them. That's my problem.
Like Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah. And obviously, I have heard of it, so that part's on me. I never think of it just because I don't watch it.
But. It got brought up at work the other day, and I was like, I'll just badly explain that. That doesn't mean badly explained.
No, it was a good one. It was good and it was funny. Just, that was so infuriating.
Monks. I literally might title it
that. I was going to say, if the title of this episode is not just Monks, I'm going to be really upset. Just all caps lock is on, just like 3 or 4 exclamation points.
Dude, in the thumbnail, it's just 3 different pictures of Zach with 3 different emotions on his face.
Please, no. There are way too many of these. Yes. I know I'm easily thumbnailable, but
you are.
Thumbnailable.
Talk about your reaction to this past thumbnail.
Oh, I lost it. I literally saw it. I never go in the Discord for the most part, just because I always forget, and that's on me. But I went in there because it said, "Oh, new episode's up," and I went and looked. The thumbnail is me salivating over the Euro with a caption that says, "Zach fights for a Euro."
Gyro.
I literally sometimes make thumbnails in mind that Zach will react to them.
Bald man pulls out a gun.
Yeah, like that one.
Yes.
Zach sent me
So I died when I saw that. Oh, and I forgot to tell you too. I went into the studio, the internship the other day, and there was a group of 10 people sitting around watching the podcast to see what the crap happened because of the thumbnail.
That's a good.
That's why I said that.
Yes.
Clickbait.
Yeah. No, I lost
really
it.
Tell them what you did.
It happened.
The video you sent me.
Oh, I sent you a Snapchat.
Yes, that made me cry.
I don't
laughing.
Remember what I said.
I was at work, and so he sent me that video, and it was like. One, you know how on Snapchat you get like 5 notifications? So it was a long video. So I waited a while until I was on my break. I was eating and I opened it and he's like, Shmev! He's like, I sat down with some food. I was going to watch the newest podcast. And right as I pull up YouTube, I just see Bald Man pulls out a gun. But is he a hero for it? He's like, what? Dude, I started like spitting my food out. It was so funny to me.
You know how you like find the perfect thing to watch for when you eat? Like, I had like really gotten comfortable and I just lost it when I saw the tagline. It was great.
I literally make him in mind, Zach is going to freak out.
Golly.
Man, your faces in the thumbnails are so... This is a compliment. You're so easy to make a thumbnail out of.
Yeah. Thumbnailable.
Yes, because your facial expressions.
He's expressive.
I can literally come up with any idea for a title, go through pictures of you, and be like, oh, that's perfect. That matches up perfectly.
Golly.
You know how on Impractical Jokers, just Joe's resting face will make you crack up?
Yes.
It's that same thing.
That's the thing.
Sometimes I'll look at Zach and I'll start laughing.
I know.
Oh, that's not in a bad way. Just in
just
a,
like,
he's a funny guy.
What's going through his head?
Yes.
Like Kevin James.
Like we used to, me and Shamir used to talk about, Cooper, our friend that's been on before.
Yes.
Cooper has some random and interesting thoughts sometimes. And Shamir has like talked to me a couple times. He's been like, what do you think Cooper is thinking about right now? And it is so fun to think about that because you never know. So it's kind of like that with you, Zach. Like, I think I've thought about it before. Like, what is he thinking about right now? There's no telling what's going on in that bald head.
Oh, God. Probably how a banana split sundae doesn't actually have the peel in it. You know?
See? Stuff like that. Yeah. And that's a good, that's a Presley thought.
That was a good one. There you go.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, can y'all tell us a Friday night?
Can I go to bed now?
Dude, I am ready to go to bed.
It is almost my bedtime on a weekday, but it's weekend, so I'm not.
Nowhere near done.
With what?
For the night.
Yeah.
Okay. You act like we're going to be here another 3 hours.
Oh, watch this. Hey, Presley, we got to do thumbnails.
Presley, on the other hand, hates it.
I just reuse lots of you. I mean, we've got like a year and a half, almost 2 years worth of thumbnails.
Yeah, but I can't keep them all on my phone.
Don't you have enough?
That's a lot of storage. My phone is like that close to being out of storage right now. So I will use some for now.
Thank
you're welcome. But until you see the next thumbnail, thank you guys for sticking with us and I don't know, what's the word? Struggling through this episode. We had some crackhead energy for this one. If you can't tell, it's Friday, and I think for the ones that don't, I apologize, for the ones that don't have to work tomorrow, it shows that it's Friday. It's been a week, but that's okay. Beach trip is a week from tomorrow as when we're filming this. Will the next episode they see? No. Two episodes.
No, we have some food to eat next episode.
That's right. We're eating food next episode again. So if you like the last one, watch that one. Plan on having a beach episode as long as everything is okay when we get down there.
Yeah,
we'll have enough room for the equipment. So.
Assuming we make it.
Yeah, and
we'll forget all the equipment
as long as nothing horrible happens,
like we get in a wreck or
die.
What are y'all doing?
Well, it's just you never
come
know.
Come in.
You can't knock-knock my knock-knock. You're negating the knock-on-wood.
But it'll be Schmier's... What do you call it?
Birthday.
It'll be Schmier's debut
vasectomy.
Of the podcast in a couple weeks.
That's not what that
so
means.
So stick with us. I'm going to go ahead and just end this right now.
Yes.
Love you guys.
Schmier's coming out.
And thank you for joining us for a session of awkwardness. Oh, that was almost perfect.